Activity 3B.
It's really very simple, the way beer is made. There are really three steps. First of all, we're going to boil the water. The water is raised to a certain temperature. The malt is added. The malt is a grain that's been cooked, really. It's been roasted just like coffee, and it's going to be added to the water because we want the sugars to be taken out of the grains, just like in a tea, for instance, because then after we've soaked the malt for a while, the malt then goes down into a second vessel where the malt is washed, essentially, so that all of the sugars, everything that can then be used later to become beer, are taken from the grains, and the liquid at this point, which is called wort, the wort then is brought back into the first vessel where it's boiled, and at this point it's purified. There's no more bacteria in it, for instance. You want to get rid of anything that might create an infection. After the wort's boiled, we add hops, and when the hops are added, that's really going to add a certain amount of bitterness. It's going to add certain aromas. This then liquid is cooled and is brought into the fermentation vessel, and at this point it's put in contact with the yeast, and the yeast and the sugar wort together begin a fermentation, which produces two elements. It produces carbonation, CO2, and the second product produced is alcohol. And the whole process takes about a week, at which point we're ready to serve it directly in our pub, directly from the serving tanks, which are in the walk-in refrigerator in the back of the brewery. So when people come into the brewery, we're actually serving a beer directly from the container vessels in the back of the brewery. So the beer is really at no point outside of the circuit. It is always under control of temperature and so forth, which is very important.
And then it's as fresh as it can get.
It's as fresh as it can get, right.